It's here and now.
There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. All looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime day.
That's Chuck Prophet's 2002 hit, Summertime Thing. Steve Almond says it is the perfect summer song, setting up yet another summer music throwdown. Steve is our literary critic, but he's also our in-house music fan, author of Rock and Roll Will Save Your Life. You can send us your nominee for Best Summer Tunes while we hear more about his. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, yeah.
So Chuck Prophet, it really does sizzle, but what more makes it perfect?
I feel like a good summer song is a song that relaxes you. Winter and fall are for brooding and having indie cred and all that. Summer is a time for pleasure and leisure. And as soon as you hear the opening chord of this song, it's something biochemical or neurological just relaxes me.
Yep.
Listeners can't see this, but we both now have rum and coke. We've got sunglasses on. We're magically on a beach. I don't know how this happened.
It's like a combination of sitting on the dock of the bay and that song "Precious and Few." Remember that song?
I don't, but you know, I'm only 19, Robin, so I don't have the same institutional memory as you do.
Well, it says summer.
Yeah, and the idea is, nothing that's too cool for school gets counted. I'm a big fan of big, bright, sunny melodies and beautiful sort of relaxed arrangements. That's what I consider a great summer song. Other people might have other criteria. That's just my criteria.
Okay, we will have your list at hereandnow.org. Something relatively old, 2002 from Chuck Prophet. Something new?
Yeah, well, Tim Guerin has a new album called Riverboat. He's well known to Boston area fans. He's kind of a local legend. I think of this as kind of great porch music. You're sitting around on the porch. Maybe dusk is coming. You've got a malted beverage, perhaps, or a beverage of your choice. And the track we're going to hear, to me, it just says it all. You just want to be kicking back on the front porch.
What's this?
It is called Shoulda Gone Home.
Well, I never did take any good advice. I just did what I wanted to do. I never considered any consequence until it got a hold of me and you. And we jump back, turn around, get a load of these bad ideas. Ain't nobody gonna figure it out. Ain't nobody gonna see us. Mama, she told me not to run. No, no, should've gone home.
It's good timing music.
Well, it's, you know, sitting on the porch watching what goes by, or driving. The summer
yes.
drive.
Obviously, you would have to be in a convertible. And, you know, Tim Guerin is just one of these guys who amalgamates all of Americana. You can hear kind of New Orleans, you can hear sort of Dixie jazz, it's all in there.
Okay, next selection, a song that's familiar but a decidedly different take from Angélique Kidjo.
That's right, and Benin's Angélique Kidjo is sort of a superstar in Africa, not as well known in the United States, and she does the most interesting covers on earth. They're kind of combination of Afro-pop and Congolese rumba and jazz and gospel, and this is her cover of the wonderful Gershwin's summertime song called Summertime. This, to me, is like the most beautiful instance of reverse colonialism I can imagine. She takes this beautiful song from George Gershwin that's part of the American Songbook and absolutely reinvents it. You know, you hear these beautiful, I don't know if they're crickets, I think crickets or frogs, some sort of beautiful animals in the beginning, and she arranges her voice in this beautiful chorale manner. You recognize the song, but it takes a second because she's totally reinvented it, which is the best kind of cover.
Okay, Angélique Kidjo's Summertime. Another new song everybody knows from Jukebox the Ghost. Who are they?
Well, they're a trio from Philadelphia, and I felt like Angélique Kidjo is kind of not esoteric exactly, but a little bit outside of the mainstream pop. Jukebox the Ghost and this song everybody knows is, to me, sort of straight down the middle. This is in the middle of the strike zone of American pop, just beautiful, catchy pop songs. Their new album, Safe Travels, is full of them. This is the kind of album that you should bring with your boombox. I do remember, despite being 19, that in the old days when I was one, you would actually bring your boombox down to the beach, and that's the way you would be like a little mobile radio station. You would just blast your tunes. This is a great album, Safe Travels, for just blasting at the beach.
Not that we recommend blasting your music on everybody, but this would be the song if you did. Let's
you listen. Wouldn't get a lot of arguments.
Right.
You were never a soldier.
Who they're reminding me a little bit of? The Water Boys.
Yes. The Water Boys, and also, for me, Hot House Flowers.
Okay.
They're right in that zone of kind of Celtic, exuberant Celtic soul with some R&B mixed in, but they're just more sort of mainline popping it.
So we just have to play a little bit of The Water Boys' Hole of the Moon. Sorry, just a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And finally, another female singer, Laura Veers, her album July Flame.
She's been making albums. This is like her seventh solo record. And the title track, which is the one I want to play for you, is called July Flame. I think of this, Robin, as kind of like a ghost story. It's sort of like the song that you listen to outside around the campfire. It's a little bit spooky, but in a way that I kind of love.
July Flame.
Love it. You know, you can tell Angélique Kidjo indicates this as well. A lot of the songs that I love, that are I think of as summertime songs, always have these richly layered harmonies, you know, so you get this sort of feeling of like everybody's in the musical and everybody's sort of dancing around, and there's a sort of lushness that I don't associate with the kind of austerity of what I think of as kind of wintertime music.
That's Steve Allman with his summer picks. You know what we're going to do, Steve? We're going to ask people, you know, what's the summer song? So of the song that might have been top 10 at another time, can you name one?
Youth of a Thousand Summers. If I had to choose one, the Van Morrison song from his pretty obscure 1990 record, Enlightenment. I'm like the only person who's totally obsessed with it. But it is, that whole album has something else that I think summer songs should have, which is it's incredibly nostalgic. Because summer is this time that's so beautiful and so intense and so wonderful, but it's also fleeting and it disappears. And when I think of that song, Youth of a Thousand Summers by Van Morrison, I mean, just the classic Van Morrison, I think, man, that is nostalgia in this set to music.
He's the youth of a thousand summers. He's the youth of a thousand summers. Like a sweet bird of youth, like a sweet bird of youth. In my soul, in my soul, in my soul. In my soul, in my soul, in my soul.
Here now, Steve Allman, his selections for summer. We'll have the list at hereandnow.org, and send us yours as well. Steve, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Everybody should have a great and very loud summer.
At facebook.com/hereandnowradio, Tom Ingrassis nominates former Supreme Mary Wilson's I Love a Warm Summer Night. We're going to go with that. Send your suggestions to Facebook or hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service, NPRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.